Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our good friend Andrew Siciliano, who is in town, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Andrew, hello, and hello from Jared Allen. He's very excited to hear about what you did his contract.
Yeah, you make it sound. I regretted that. No, I didn't. It's nothing against Jared Allen. I don't know Jared Allen. I hope he's a great
nice
young man. I'm happy for his generational wealth.
Sharp
yeah,
guy.
Truly happy for him.
All right.
Comparison to the NFL. That's all.
Hey, all right. So, what are your thoughts about camp and what you were able to see there yesterday?
On my way there now. Was okay. There yesterday. First day of pads, obviously, is big for any team. The defense stood out. If you want to keep score, I'd say the defense probably won the day. Myles Garrett is really good at football. Jadeveon Clowney is healthy, which means he's really good at football. The key is keeping him healthy. You know, the headline, I'm sure, is, Brown's offense looks frustrated. Yeah, well, the defense is allowed to win some. I think it's a good sign that the defense seemingly won the day. They're still holding a lot of guys out. JOK got on the field for the first time, but they're going to ease him in, so he didn't do any team drills. Greg Newsom made some plays. Donovan Peoples-Jones looked solid. And Mac Wilson, late in the session, does what Mac Wilson does, which is, pick off an occasional pass. He made a nice play in the end zone in front of David Njoku, picked off Baker, the defense, and the crowd went wild.
Yay. Honestly, Andrew, you're talking about the area that we've discussed a little bit, thinking if they can have a couple of guys at linebacker pop this year, this defense could really come together. I think there are some issues up front, but I kind of like the idea of Clowney and Garrett and a lot of defensive backs who everybody should be pretty high on. If somebody pops in that middle, in that linebacker spot, in the middle of that defense, man, this could get really good.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a process with 9 new players working them in. And I think there's a big unknown here, and we're gonna have Stefanski on after practice. Maybe we'll get something out of him, but knowing him, he probably won't give us his plans. And that is, how are they gonna play the preseason? Because we didn't have a Kevin Stefanski preseason last year. I think, in a perfect world, you would like to see this defense on the field in some game situations so they can get their feet wet before having to play Patrick Mahomes in the opener. But also, and, I'm coming from Los Angeles where the Rams have already lost Cam Akers. We know the Colts have a quarterback issue right now with Carson Wentz. You want to keep this team healthy. So I'm fascinated to find out what Stefanski is going to do for the preseason, because I'd love to get this defense on the field and get some reps.
Andrew, is there a difference? You've been to enough camps. Can you tell the difference between good teams and teams that are really, struggling and teams that are just – where you're trying to figure out exactly what they're going to be? Like how do the Browns feel this year when you walk into camp and as far as just what you're going to be able to get to?
Yeah, sorry, lousy sell, so you break it up. But I get the point. It's tough in one day. I'd say, the Browns camp is quiet. There's no – it feels comfortable. It feels right. It feels like there aren't these huge looming questions here. It's about staying healthy, and it's about improving. It's about, obviously Stefanski loves to say work. It's about the work. This is a good team. We were in Pittsburgh a couple of days ago. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a glaring question at offensive line. They still have Mike Tomlin. They still have Ben Roethlisberger, but they have a new play caller. They could have 4 new starters on the offensive line, and half of them aren't healthy right now. So they have major questions. The Browns' major question is, can this defense get better? But the pieces are there. So, yes, this is a good team compared to most. Now, I've been to mostly good teams so far. Saw the Dolphins early. They have some questions, but they still did win 10 games last year. Their question is, does the quarterback get a lot better? Saw the Buccaneers, they really don't have many questions. Saw the Steelers, they were still a playoff team, but they're a team in transition. Were they the team that was 11-0 or the team that lost 5 out of 7 down the stretch? Brown's a good team, and I see the Raiders next. The Raiders have a long, long, long list of questions. The Browns do not.
Are the Raiders in that conversation, Andrew? We were talking about, you know, Super Bowl contenders in the AFC, and we thought, okay, great that the Browns are in that conversation, and they should be, without question. And
yeah.
Kansas City is certainly there, and maybe a couple of other teams. Are the Raiders one of those teams, and how deep does that list go? Because I still don't think, you know, we're Clevelanders. You can't eliminate the Steelers, even though, as you said, huge
Correct.
Questions on the offensive line. Same thing with Baltimore. You can't eliminate them. But I wonder who
Absolutely.
Else gets into that conversation.
It's a great question. I would be hard-pressed to put the Raiders in there. I just don't see it. They were headed towards the playoffs. And look, they won here last year, right? They were headed towards the playoffs last year, and they fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, they lost to Ryan Fitzpatrick in the Dolphins week 16, and you know, they were a dead man walking at that point. They have too many questions for me. There's too many huge questions on defense. I do not see a reworked offensive line and John Gruden. Look, it's a big year for John Gruden, too, year number 4. I don't see the Raiders there. I mean, look at the division. If there's a team that I think has a big improvement in the AFC West, that is, in that division, it's the Chargers or the Broncos. But Denver's got to figure out its quarterback situation, and they still haven't. Drew Lock against Teddy Bridgewater. Okay, great. But is either good enough to beat the Chiefs and get you in the postseason? I don't think so. In the AFC South, I would love to say the Colts, but they don't have a professional quarterback on their roster right now that's healthy. They just don't. So it's the Titans. I don't know that list includes the Raiders, to answer your question, as they always meander and waste all your time.
Hey, Andrew, as you're flying out here from L.A. and you're thinking, well, or you came over from Pittsburgh, but you're heading over to Cleveland and you're like, and you know this team. Like, when you're contemplating going into their camp, what did you want to know? What do you want to know about the Browns, or what do you need confirmed for yourself when you walk into a story like the Browns?
You mean like my own personal research, or what do I want to find out from this?
Yeah, what
team
do you
today?
Want to find out? One, for personal reasons, and two, to make you a better broadcaster when you're on NFL Network.
I mean, this is the one team with the Rams that I really don't have to study much for. I think they have to
right.
figure out defensive tackle. I, you know, told you last year that I'm a little concerned about the kicker. That, to me, still is an issue. I think they have to figure out the return game. JoJo Natson's working off an injury, and you know, seeing JoJo with the Rams, I love the guy, but he never really broke one. They hope Anthony Schwartz, I think, could be that guy, but he's nursing a hammy. And then really just how the defense gels. If it's going to be Greg Newsom, who made some plays yesterday, that's great. Can Greedy be the guy that you thought he was as a second-round pick? Can the linebackers do their thing? And really, defensive tackle. Andrew Billings is a house. Can Malik Jackson still be a very good player? Do you need another body in there? Those are the questions for me. And also, you know, we'll talk evolution of offense. Like, we always say that with the Ravens. Like, how do the Ravens evolve? They're going to run for 3,000 yards, but, you know, can these wide receivers catch passes? Can Lamar put the ball on them, right? It's not always the receiver's fault. Well, how does this Browns offense evolve? What is 2.0 of this offense with a real training camp and real in-person communication look like? It's a novel concept for the Browns. Like, it's the same coach and offense for 2 straight years. Like, what an awesome thing. I'm being sarcastic. But what does that actually look like?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We'll find out.
And health is a big thing. Like,
yeah.
Keep this team healthy. I wouldn't put a lot of them on the field in the preseason. That is just me, but I'm jaded, and Sean McVay has me brainwashed.
Andrew, something happened yesterday that I think is fascinating. Tom Brady turned 44 years old.
Yeah.
My eyes tell me this guy plays quarterback at a very high level. And my head that has studied sports since I was a kid tells me he's 44 and a quarterback and he's done. how long can this guy keep playing at a high level? Because he's clearly playing at a high level. I think it's one of the most fascinating under the radar things in all of sports, because everybody just sees him playing so well. But he's 44.
The deal with the devil that he has was not filed with the NFLPA, so I can't actually look at the terms of the contract to know when it will run out and he will play like his age.
Yeah.
But I refuse to count him out until it actually happens. I just like the Ben thing, but Ben didn't play at a Brady level last year, obviously. Until I see it happen, I'm never going to believe it. I do think that bringing all 22 back, not that it's a sign of complacency. I do think there's some risk in bringing all 22 back, but it's not as if the Bucs haven't added new pieces. Like, they added Joe Tryon, their first-round pick, the edge rusher from Washington, who's been lighting up camp. We just saw him a couple of days ago. It's not that they stood pat. They are still the team to beat in the NFC, and I still think they are head and shoulders above most everyone.
Andrew, what can we expect out of your Browns coverage on NFL Network?
Soon to be Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, my wingman today, honored and flattered to be sitting next to such greatness. Scheduled to appear Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Kevin Stefanski, and Andrew Berry. Scheduled to appear 2 to 6 NFL Network. See you there, please.
Thank you. Enjoy your time while you're home, or at least family.
Love you. Yeah,
see you,
it's
buddy.
Been great. Saw family last night. It's great to be here. Great to talk to you guys as always.
Andrew, as always, we appreciate your time. We love talking to you every week, too. Take care, my friend.
See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.